Hello and welcome to episode 36 of the LDS study session with me, Matt Roberts, and I'm going to continue on with the Come Follow Me study for this week, found in July 1st to July 7th, Acts chapter 1 to 5, ye shall be witnesses unto me. And obviously we're continuing the ministry of the apostles, their first kind of steps into leading the Church of Christ. And we find in Acts chapter 2 and 3, the experience of Pentecost, but then also the result of this. In Acts chapter 2, verse 37, it says, "Now when they heard this, and they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And then in verse 38 it says, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." And there were some things I wanted to identify here with this. Obviously, this section is in the Come Follow Me manual. The first principles and ordinances of the gospel help me to come unto Christ. And it's something which is a really important principle for us to understand. Obviously, when missionaries teach potential members of the church, they teach them this very doctrine very early on in the teaching process of faith, repentance, baptism, receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, and enduring to the end. And we find that, obviously, that the principles and ordinances of the gospel are taught often in the scriptures. We read them in a number of places. Come Follow Me picks up a couple of them. 2 Nephi 31, where it talks about the simplicity and the example of Christ, and then how faith, repentance, baptism and the Holy Ghost and enduring to the end are an important part of this journey. One of the things that I love about 2 Nephi chapter 31 is how it introduces it as a plain doctrine after the manner of the Lord, that all people, all children of God can understand these doctrines, that, you know, simply to have faith, repent of our sins, and then to be baptized and we can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost is a very straightforward process. Now, obviously, it's one that's difficult to internalize and follow and keep throughout our lives, but the actual understanding or knowledge of what we have to do is straightforward. And I think this is kind of picked out in a few talks that I want to share with you. The first one talks about the plainness of this gospel. In 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 3, Nephi says, "For my soul delighteth in plainness. After this manner doth the Lord God work among the children of men. For the Lord God giveth light unto the understanding, for he speaketh unto men according to their language, unto their understanding." There was a great talk given in the October 2007 General Conference by Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf, "Have we not reason to rejoice?" And he talked about this and how the gospel was made clear and simple for everyone to understand. He says, quote, "The gospel of Jesus Christ is good news, glad tidings, and much more. It is the message of salvation as repeatedly announced by Jesus Christ and his apostles and prophets. It is my firm belief that all truth and light originating with God is embraced in the gospel, in the gospel of Jesus Christ." And then I'll close the quote there, but then he does carry on further and says this, quote, "The gospel is clear and plain. It answers the most complex questions in life, yet even a young child can comprehend and apply it. As Nephi said, my soul delighteth in plainness." And I'll close the quote there, for he quotes the scripture that I just read. It's clear that these principles are to be understood by all because they are meant to be accessible to all. And that is why that this principle is there. In 2 Nephi 31, it then moves on and explains how Jesus himself followed this doctrine as an exemplar, as an example for us to be able to know how to follow it. And he talks about how the Holy Ghost descends on Jesus in the form of a dove. And I thought I'd share this interesting insight that I found within another message, this time by the prophet Joseph Smith. He said this about the experience of the Holy Ghost coming to the Saviour, quote, "He was entrusted with the important mission, and it was required at his hands to baptize the Son of Man." Here he's speaking about John the Baptist. "Whoever had the honour of doing that? Whoever had so great a privilege and glory? Whoever led the Son of God into the waters of baptism and had the privilege of beholding the Holy Ghost descend in the form of a dove, or rather the sign of the dove, in witness of that administration? The sign of the dove was instituted before the creation of the world, a witness for the Holy Ghost, and the devil cannot come in the sign of a dove. The Holy Ghost is a personage and is in the form of a personage. It does not confine itself to the form of the dove, but in sign of the dove. The Holy Ghost cannot be transformed into a dove. But the sign of the dove was given to John to signify the truth of the deed, as the dove is an emblem or token of truth and innocence, close quote. And I thought that that was fascinating, that, you know, often my thoughts about this experience of Christ following the gospel and being baptized and receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, I often pictured a literal dove coming down and the Holy Ghost coming as a dove, but actually it was symbolic, as many things in the gospel are. Now, these principles and ordinances of the gospel are made available to us to move forward in our own personal lives and find the blessings available to then have us apply it. Elder Dale G. Renlund gave a great kind of quote, in, and this is found in the Come Follow Me manual, but he gave it in the April 2015 conference. He says this, quote, "We may be perfected by repeatedly exercising faith in Christ, repenting, partaking of the sacrament to renew the covenants and blessings of baptism, and receiving the Holy Ghost as a constant companion to a greater degree. As we do so, we become more like Christ and are able to endure to the end with all that that entails," close quote. And here we see how this great gospel, once we have entered the waters of baptism, once we have received the gift of the Holy Ghost, or we've been invited to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, how this then applies to us. We must continue to have faith, build that faith, strengthen that faith. My brother is going on a mission. He's getting set apart tomorrow. He actually enters the MTC in a week. Oh, I've just realised I'm recording this on Wednesday. Oh, you've caught me. And of course, I'm going to post this on Thursday. So actually, he leaves today, which is quite exciting. He gets set apart today and leaves tomorrow on the Friday. He goes into the MTC, I think, on the Tuesday or Wednesday the following week. But he has to build that strength and that faith. I've kind of shared some thoughts with him before he leaves. And that's one of the things that really I've learned since coming back off my mission, is that my mission was a place to build that faith. And we always have to try and build that faith, even after our missions or when we are, you know, living our daily lives. Building that faith is such an important step in that gospel. Repentance, we learned from President Nelson. I've talked about this or mentioned this talk already before on this podcast. He talks about repentance and how important that is, and how simple that can be if we think about and apply it properly into our daily lives. Obviously, partaking the sacrament with that kind of correct attitude and worthily, and I've talked about that on this podcast as well, how the sacrament is such a key moment of our weekly lives, or it should be, and then receiving the Holy Ghost. And I've talked about the Holy Ghost when the Saviour was teaching his disciples at the Last Supper in John, in the final chapters of John before his crucifixion. And here we see, as he mentioned all the way back in John, that these great miracles happened because he left, and therefore the Holy Ghost was able to work among the children of men. In John chapter 16, verse 7, to remind you, he said, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." And again, the words that could be replaced for expedient were beneficial, profitable, and advantageous. And here we now start to see, as Peter begins his ministry and the apostles begin theirs, the Holy Ghost will be a vital part of this great work. Thank you very much for listening today. Grateful for the time that you've spent to listen. If you have anything to share that you've been studying recently, I'd love to hear from you at @MattSRoberts90 on Twitter. And until we meet again,